Welcome to Workshop Wednesdays with Tony Gambone, where you will learn how to build your business and take it to the next level. Brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Tony Gambone.
All right, well, welcome to the show. My name is Tony Gambone, and hey, it's once again Wednesday, and here we are on Workshop Wednesday. And as I like to mention every week, you know, we're kind of in that position, well, we're just following what everyone says Wednesday is. It's hump day. My question is, on what part of the hump are you at this time of the morning? Are you climbing up the hill or up the hump? Are you prepared when you get to the top to make your way down again? Is everything that you set out last night in place to start out today's day in place? Has your schedule gone the way you've written it? Do you write a schedule? Do you understand what you want to do today? Maybe you're just that person that flies by the seat of your pants. Maybe you're that person that has to have a check mark for every step they take. I don't know what your balance is. I do know for me, I have to have a list, and I have to prioritize three things on that list every single evening so that the next day I know what it is I'm going to be tackling first. And I try to make the first thing the one thing that I really don't want to do that needs to be done. That way, by this time of the morning, on my way up to hump, my load has gotten lighter. A lot of times we'll carry that over, and a week later, we have still not done anything with it, and we find ourselves in a place in our business, in our life, that we're not happy with. And you know, when you're not happy with what the environment is around you, things don't go right. And let's remember, folks, everything that we do is created by us. We create the drama, the value, the success, and the downfall of every step we take. Now, you know, every week I talk about that one word, gamble. It's my background, 20 years in the gaming industry. And I've learned so many things about that word gamble that 20 years ago I never had a clue. So for me, gamble stands for, well, I'm trying to win a casino. No, excuse me. That's what it used to stand for. I thought I was going to win a casino in Atlantic City, throughout the South, and in Las Vegas, and all the years I worked in the casino. Now, the closest I ever got to that was being a manager in the casino that ran the complete casino. But still, at that point in time, as smart as I thought I was, I really didn't realize what the message really was. The word gamble for me stands for growth, accountability, marketing, belief, leverage, and enjoyment. So, you know, everything that I just mentioned all starts from within the individual. So until you grow, until you become accountable, until you understand what the word marketing means, until you are able to change your beliefs, you will then be able to leverage yourself into enjoyment. So this week, I want to give you the word of the week is marketing. And I'll give you the challenge to that in a few minutes. But one of the things I always ask people is, how much money do they have in their marketing plan, in their budget for marketing? What is their expense, allowance, whatever you want to call it? Now, you got to visualize this because we're on the air, but if you put your forefinger and your thumb together and separate it enough where you could almost say they're apart, that's what usually people hold up in the air in a group when I'm speaking to business owners, how much money they have in their marketing budget. Okay, so I asked them then, how do you think that's going to work for you? What do you think, what kind of success do you think you're getting out of that? And they said, well, not enough. So I turned the tables a little bit, and I think that marketing means something a little bit different when it's used in the acronym of gamble. For me, every step you take, every action that you make, and every word that you speak creates what people market you as. And let's face it, folks, you could have thousands of dollars in your budget for marketing and have the coolest looking logo and great website. And, you know, maybe you're a speaker or an author with some really good press kit together and all that there. But really, at the end of the day, if it doesn't match up to your actions and your words, you're giving out some information that's not going to be received properly. And in today's world, things are fast. So if something's not being received properly, it's on to the next thing. Maybe it's a shiny object or just another tab to click on somebody else's website. So for me, it's really important that you understand that everything you do and say is the way you market yourself in the business world. Now, I know that our audience is mostly business owners, but I do know that from the stay-at-home parent to the work-from-home solopreneur to the corporate executive to the employee to the community service person, everybody out there is in the life of business because we have what we do on a daily day creates the kind of environment we're going to live in. So you don't have to be a business owner to understand that the value of your words and your actions create what people think. And if you're a parent raising children, you're already understanding that you have to walk the walk. You can't just say it and not do it. It's no more say as I do, not as I say. It's no more do as I say, not as I do. It's been so long since I tried that, I couldn't even say it properly. But the point to it is, folks, that if you're out there and you're in the networking arena, business lunch, maybe it's a breakfast, maybe it's an open event in the evening, I know that in today's world, business owners are networking more than ever. It's taken the place of a billboard ad. It's all about building relationships. So make sure when you show up to that networking group, you only show up as you, not as the person you read about in a book that makes you think that you're going to really get something special if you act a certain way. Remember that there's a market out there for each one of us, but you won't know that market until you start acting as yourself. So I'm not saying act a fool. I'm saying to be who you really are. Now, it might not please everybody who you really are, and there might be some things you need to change in your life. Now, that's a different word. That might be under belief. Okay, but or accountability, I don't know. But you know that if you write the word down on a piece of paper that you're taking notes, gamble going down the page, skip a line, each letter. Write it out, growth, accountability, marketing, belief, leverage, and enjoyment. And circle marketing, because this week's challenge is to take a look at yourself. That's right, belly up to the mirror and recognize who you want to be and who you actually are. And make the change. Make yourself available to market yourself to what your beliefs are and to the truth. Now, we're going to talk today to a guest that we have on the show here that I'm real excited about because him and I were talking post-show. And, you know, one of the things is that we have a lot of the same like-mindedness, I guess is the best way to put it. Okay, he talks about a lot of things that, you know, are about, well, I'm going to tell you his website so you can bring it up, not about you, the letter U, not about you. I love that because it's not about you. No one cares about you, and so they know who you are. We're going to talk a lot about know, like, and trust, okay, because Brian has a way of explaining that. And everyone has heard me say that know, like, and trust really doesn't mean too much of anything unless there's connection. He's going to tell you how you can learn more about how that all works. So I'm real excited about talking about relationship marketing and social networking. Because to me, a business owner out there that's not using these opportunities is not taking advantage of all the business that's out there. So not about you, the letter U.com is where you're going to want to go when we go to commercial break to do some homework here, take some notes. You can call into the show. I'd love to hear your feedback on the word marketing. Now remember, you don't have to call me up and speak nicely about what you think I said or agree to it or disagree to it. I just need honest feedback because we can't do any better in our world on the radio or in your business world unless we are able to take criticism as a compliment. So 347-989-1363 is the call-in number here today. My guest today is a gentleman by the name of, and I'm going to try to get his name right, Brian Basilico, and he's calling in from the Midwest. We're going to get him up here in a short, but we're going to take a commercial break. And when we come back, okay, I hope you're going to be ready to learn more about the opportunity of relationship marketing and social networking. So not about you, the letter U.com, Bacon Bits. It's a book that Brian's written. Look, folks, it's real important that everyone takes advantage of the free opportunities in life, okay? Because in order to get to where you need to go, sometimes you have to spend some money. So take a time to research the website, look around, take some notes, call into the show, and you'll understand from looking at the website why you're going to want to know more about Brian. So we're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, we'll continue with the show, so stay tuned.
Are you a sales professional stuck in a rut? Are you a sales manager trying to direct women in your company? In her book, Selling in a Skirt, Judy Hoberman offers invaluable and proven insights into how gender differences can affect sales outcomes and the tools and strategies to drive real results in today's marketplace. Judy offers a suite of workshops, seminars, and coaching programs that complement her highly successful book. Her 30 years in sales have given her both the knowledge and a sense of humor about the gender differences that we should all understand and embrace instead of feeling unable to communicate. Judy's humorous stories about how men and women sell, manage, recruit, and supervise differently will enlighten you in learning how both genders can support each other's successes in a more productive way. Find out more by going to sellinginaskirt.com.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Do you want to know the secret to building a successful business quickly? It's all about taking action, but not just any action. It takes inspired and consistent action to get profits. Join Michelle Sism, the six-figure results lady, as she asks successful entrepreneurs their profitable secrets every Monday at 2 p.m. Central Time on Take Action, Get Profits with Michelle Sism on the Tough Talk Radio Network. If you're ready to take action and get profits, you can find out more about the show at TakeActionGetProfitsRadio.com.
Okay, welcome back to the show. My name is Tony Gambone. I'm the host of Workshop Wednesday. And as you know, every week you can find us from 10:30 to 11:30 Central Standard Time. And we're coming to you live outside of the Houston area. You can go to toughtalkradionetwork.com and see the whole list of shows that are hosted by different people across the country. If you're interested in hosting your own show, you can find more information about that as well under the Become a Host tab. We're always looking for guests. We're always looking for people to bring great information to any of the shows. So check out the different shows. Follow them. Register to be a guest. If you have something good to bring to the listeners, we'd love to market you. Because for Tough Talk Radio Network, it's all about helping others gain growth and visibility. So we hope you'll take advantage of that opportunity. My first guest today is a gentleman that I mentioned that you can find his website. And I'm going to keep saying this website over and over because, you know, when I like a website, I keep mentioning it. Not About You, the letter U.com. And my guest name today is Brian Basilico. And I just want to bring him up here, but I want you to know that he's an internationally recognized author and speaker and a self-possessed geek. Okay, I love when people put that on there. I'm not going to go any further. I'm going to let him explain that. Brian, welcome to the show.
Hey, Tony, thanks for having me. And I loved a lot of the things that you said in that first segment. I mean, the thing about making lists and getting things done, and that's, you know, incredibly important, is having some kind of plan. I love that.
It's, you know, a lot of times I find, and you're probably doing the business that you do. I mean, I know that you do a lot of B2B, but a lot of people get stuck on the quickness of life, and, you know, our brains can't take it. And I know I make notes to read my notes because there's just a whole bunch of stuff goes on every day, and I don't want to miss nothing. But I explained to one of my clients that when you have all these things rattling around in your head, to write them down and close the book, get back to it later so you can stay focused. How do you stay on path with that?
Well, I stay on path by, I do exactly what you say, is every single night I actually have a reminder in my calendar that beeps me at a certain time to say, go update your to-do list every single day. And so I make sure when I see that, I do exactly that. And I have a personal list, I've got a client list, and then I've got a business list. I actually have three different lists. And each one of those, I focus on the ones, the first thing I do is find something that's going to make money. How am I going to do something that's going to be positive for my business? And go through as many of those as I possibly can that day, and then I go to the business one, then I go to the personal one, and just try to stay on track of it. And it's important to have that laid out. So, yeah, it's something I do on a regular basis.
So, it becomes a habit. And, you know, when something becomes a habit, it's like brushing your teeth. You don't forget to do it because after a while, if you do, things don't always work out the way it's supposed to. So I really think it's important that people gain those habits. Now, Brian, I know that you're out of the Illinois area, but let me ask you, where are you from originally? And if not from where you're at right now, what brought you there?
Sure. Well, I was actually born and raised in New Jersey, and my family primarily is in Queens, New York. And my father got transferred out here when I was 12 years old and stuck around since then. So I'm in the western burbs of Chicago and loving it out here.
So, you know, I mentioned your website, and I like bacon bits, so I'm really going to go at it again.
Thank you.
Because I see bacon bits, but I look at the URL, and I think it's really cool because it's not about you, the letter U.com. I preach that all the time in networking groups. No one cares about you. It's about what you can do for them. So not about
Absolutely.
You. Where did that come from?
It's exactly that. You nailed it on the head. The not about you is a lot of people look at social media. Now, I've been in marketing for over 30 years. I mean, I started at 18 years old in my dad's basement. I put together a recording studio. I went to work for AT&T, became a video producer. From there, I opened up a commercial recording studio where I did all the cassettes for Avon Ladies, National Jingles, commercials, all that kind of stuff. Sold that to a marketing company that bought the recording studio, and I worked with them, developed CD-ROMs, websites, all those kind of things. Went to work for Arthur Andersen from there in their training division, and then went to work for an ad agency for a short period of time doing online advertising, and then opened this up about 14 years ago. And so one of the things that I've learned throughout the course of all this time is how do you develop messages that resonate with an audience. And so that's the key thing. And a lot of times when you go to networking meetings, and I love that you talk about that, I run a couple of mastermind groups. I belong to mastermind groups. I network a lot. I get out there about 20 times a month, whether I'm giving speeches or just going to general networking groups or running these masterminds. And the whole purpose of those things is not to go out there and constantly sell yourself and preach about who you are and what you do. It's about creating quality connections with people. And what I call it is be the Google. What you're doing is you're meeting people and you're trying to find ways to help them. And if you find ways to help them, connect them up with opportunities, introduce them to people that can grow their business or help them get further, then you become an asset in their life as opposed to an advertisement. And that's what the Not About You is. It's really about getting to understand other people, meeting them one-on-one. I think a one-on-one is one of the most powerful tools in business because you get to sit down and use your two ears twice as much as your mouth, listen and learn about who they are and what they do, and then we can finally find a way to create connections. And it works the same way online. It's no different when you're doing social media. So Not About You strictly is about looking at people and how you can be an asset to them.
I like that, you know, but I'm going to play the devil's advocate there because I'm right where you're at. I think it's like we read the same article and we practice the same practice. But people say to me, but Tony, I have to tell them about my stuff. I got to tell them. When do I tell them about my stuff? And so for me, I tell them that when you have the proper conversation and ask questions enough times, people are going to be able to tell you everything about them. And when they run out of answers, they're going to start asking you questions. And that's when you can tell them about
right.
you. How do you judge that process?
No, I agree with you 110%. I mean, there is a point where they need to know who you are, so you try to draw them in. And we can go over the know, like, and trust thing, and that's one of the things that you mentioned before in the concept of how that works. The know is getting out there and meeting people face-to-face, finding out who they are, getting to know them on a deeper level so that you create some kind of connection. And everybody's got connections. When I talk and speak at conferences and things like that, the first thing I ask, do you have pets? And almost the entire audience raises their hands. Now you've got something that you can communicate on a one-to-one level that has absolutely nothing to do with business. But you're creating that connection that you can now take to the like part. And the like part is where you continue those conversations online using social media. And I don't care which one it is. It could be Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, Google+, whatever it is. But you're using those connections to continue conversations. Through that kind of connection, they will learn more about you because you're going to be posting things about your business, and you're going to be posting things about your hobbies, and you're going to be posting things that are interest to you and help them learn things. And hopefully you can get them to join your email lists, you can get them to follow your business and do those kind of things. But you're creating conversations with people and you're continuing that know portion online. So that's where the like happens. You build the bond. Finally, you get to the trust factor. Now, trust can only be earned in two ways, and that is by doing baker's dozen, meaning you're giving more than they're expecting, under-promise, over-deliver, killer customer service or products that are going to make them want to become your advocate and tell other people about how great you do. The other way you can earn trust is through recommendations, and when people are looking for something that you do, one of the people in your tribe, so to speak, as Seth Godin calls it, is going to say, hey, I know a guy who does this, online marketing, Google, websites, whatever it is that you do, plumbing, it could be any trade or anything like that. You want people to recommend you. That recommendation becomes a testimonial that puts you at the top of the pile versus what people used to do a long time ago, which was pull out the yellow pages and look for the biggest ad. You know, that makes you the biggest ad in other people's minds because they're recommending you. So that's how the whole thing kind of works in concert. Make sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But, you know, I'm going to stay on the other side of the coin here just so you can prove my points for me to the listeners. So,
sure.
But how do I know how long that's going to take before I can see return on my investment for, you know, spending money and time to go have coffee with people? How, I mean, is there a timeline?
There is no timeline. It's just you got to keep doing it, and it's amazing to watch it when it works. There's a book that I recommend in my speeches. Actually, this is one of my mentors. He's a national best-selling author. His name is Al Ritter, and he has this book called The 100-0 Principle. And the 100-0 Principle is this: give 100% of yourself, 100% of the time, expect nothing in return, and watch what happens. So by doing this, you're not going to get an immediate return on investment. You're basically putting money in the bank. And that interest starts to grow, and eventually you turn around, and people are contacting you out of the blue saying, hey, so-and-so recommended you. And you start to see that show up. I see it show up online, in emails, in person, all over the place. So it's an investment, and that's essentially what we're doing is we're putting that time in with the hopes that something's going to come back. And I can say from personal experience for myself, I see it almost every single day. I've got clients that I work with or people who've read my book, and I keep getting comments from them going, oh, my God, this works, because it's very counterintuitive. You know, most people are used to going to networking meetings and handing business cards, collecting somebody else's card and saying, hey, buy my stuff, you know. But that actually is more of a turnoff, because when you meet that person, they're probably not at a position where they need what you have. Or maybe they'll never need what you have, but they can be a resource for you to connect you up with somebody who does. So that's why it's so important.
You know, I make a joke in my groups when I do workshops as well, and I say to people, how many in the room straightened up their tie or fixed their makeup saying in the mirror before they came here, I can't wait to see what I'm going to buy today? Nobody.
Right.
No one goes there to buy anything. You know, so
right.
I really find it comical that people go there with the intention to buy. So when you're out networking, I got one more question for you about the networking world, because it's just a brush of fresh air to have someone on the show that thinks the way I do, so I could have you tell them instead of them listening to me. When you stand up to do your commercial, do you give them the science, or do you give them an opportunity to identify who it is in the room that you're going to speak to later?
What I do, I have a very straightforward commercial. And what I say is I'm Brian Basilico with B2B Interactive Marketing, which is my company. And I help people get found on the internet using Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, YouTube, Pinterest, Google+, and I give them all the stuff that I do. And then my closing is I show you why and teach you how. And that's all I do is leave it at that. And on top of what I do, I mean, I'm also an adjunct professor at a handful of community colleges, universities. I teach via Skype in Washington State. And so, you know, I'm truly a teacher. That's kind of the cornerstone of what my business does. So I let them know that I'm here to help them grow their business.
I like it. And I hear people go through the science of how it's going to happen for them, and they try to get it in 60 seconds. And
right.
By the time they look around the room, everyone's just still waiting to say what they're going to say so they don't forget what to say. So too much is no good. And showing up in the one-on-one with the idea of helping others, you know, I find that if you ask the person the same question 4 to 6 times, you're really going to get the true answer at the end. And as someone out having coffee, I can then better understand how I could help you instead of giving the trained responses. So it's important for people out there to do that. So it's not about you. It's all about bacon. It's a award-winning book, and let's talk about it. I mean, so it's basically a how-to social networking book, a how-to book, right?
No, absolutely not. It's a why-to book. And the actual title of the book is It's Not About You, It's About Bacon, Relationship Marketing in a Social Media World. And the whole purpose behind this book is it talks about the know, like, and trust. It talks about getting out there and networking and doing the kind of things that you are professing and I'm professing and things like that. And it touches on some social media stuff. It says, okay, what is Facebook for example? Facebook, if you're trying to sell to consumers, that's the place to be. If you're trying to sell to businesses, you're going to want to do that on LinkedIn. I use a combination of things. For example, every single morning, if you go to the Bacon Bits website that you mentioned numerous times, under the Bacon Bits blog, there's 365 little tips, which turned into my book, Bacon Bits. I took the 101 best of those and turned it into a book. Below that, there are some inspirational videos that I've done, but also a daily quote, which I do every single day. I take that daily quote, I put it on the website, I put it up on Pinterest, and it goes into Facebook. And what all of that is doing is creating awareness, it's creating goodwill. It's the same kind of thing. I'm looking out for other people, and ultimately what it's doing is driving traffic back to my website. So that's how this book is showing the methodologies, the purpose behind this, and why it's so important to meet people face-to-face first.
So, Brian, with your background, your experience, would it be safe to say that, you know, we know that people aren't using billboards anymore, and most solopreneurs and entrepreneurs can't even afford billboards, okay? They buy business cards from Vistaprint and hand them out as quickly as they can. But would it be safe to say that using the internet is like using the internet smartly or correctly would be like taking advantage of having a billboard all around the world?
Oh, absolutely. But, you know, the biggest thing about a billboard, and you look at mass media, okay, you drive down the expressway, the same expressway every single day. I don't want to do that in Chicago. The traffic sucks. But so you drive down and, you know, day after day you see the same billboard, and after a while it becomes numbing. You don't even notice them anymore. You know, unless you're stuck in traffic, you have nothing to do but read a billboard. So, but that's a broadcast message to a very, very, very wide audience. And, you know, as in most mass marketing, you're going to get 1-2% of the people that see that are going to respond or at least take it in and maybe do something with it. So it's the same with postcards that you send out, and it's the same with advertising and newspapers and all those kind of things. The thing about the internet is if you have a plan and you've defined the audience that you want to speak to, it allows you to filter where your content goes and get to those decision makers. But you have to know first and foremost who your audience is, and you also have to know where they are and what part of the thing about the internet, it really allows you to hit it with a little bit more laser focus, but you've got to define what that focus is.
That's a ding, 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 because a lot of people are out there on social media using it without knowing what they're doing with it and driving more people mm-hmm. away than bringing towards. So first step is knowing who you serve and how you serve, and then figuring out how to ask the certain questions. Just like if you were sitting in Starbucks with a one-on-one, if you ask questions in social media, that will allow people to come back and respond, and you can define your target and create opportunity without selling anything online, for say, in a post. So do you agree with that?
Right. Oh, thoroughly, yeah. And you know, I try to... One of the things I profess to people to do is somehow, some way, every single day you're creating content. And so you could be generating content on Facebook just by doing a simple post, posting a picture, whatever it is. The key thing is that if you post content with a purpose, it becomes much more masterful than just randomly putting things out there. One of the two probably biggest anomalies, I think is the best way to put it, because they're not quite exactly problems, that I see on the internet is people think that Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Pinterest, all of these things are a replacement for advertising. And you said it best. I mean, nobody goes on Facebook first thing in the morning and says, I can't wait for somebody to sell me something. They just don't. They go on there because they want to have fun. They want to interact with people. They want to learn something, depending on the medium that you're using. So if you go on and treat it as advertising, that's one of the things that really kind of pushes people away. The other thing that really pushes people away or irritates them is when people start getting what I call either, it's either political or religious. When you start saying, I'm for this party and this, you immediately start to alienate 50% of your audience, because half of them are not going to believe with what you say. So you've got to have a voice there that is neutral and business focused, and then you're going to try to create some content that is going to be helpful to people. And I call it infotain or edutain. So that means that you're providing information that's entertaining, or you're educating people and it's entertaining. And I try to do that. I have a blog that I write once a week. It's on my other website, which is b2b-im.com. And that there's a blog on there, and I write articles on things that I find during the week that people say, I'm really having a problem with this. Like this week's article was, what do you want people to do? And the goal there is I say that you have this little distraction machine in your hand that pops up your emails, pops up your texts, pops up your social media, and it's constantly doing this all the time. And you have to think that everybody else in the world has that same device in their hands. So how do you do something that is going to make them want to click on your message and dig deeper and go further into it? And that's by giving them something of value for free. Eventually, that turns into the know, like, and trust portion, where it starts to convert into people that are going to pick up the phone to call you and say, I really need your help. So it's about creating great content, it's about being audience-focused, and it's also about listening all the time. If you hear things that people are saying that bug them, write about it. Do something with it.
Well, you mentioned that you do a lot of speaking, and one of the things I've found as I speak more and more is, just like in everything else that we're talking about, listening is very important. And when you're in a, I tell business owners all the time, if you're not speaking to the group, you're losing money. And they go, well,
right.
I just fear getting up in front of the room. And most of the time it's because they're not clear on their 30 to 60 second commercial that allows them to feel mm-hmm. confident to do that. But in reality, they are speaking to the room when they do that.
Right.
And they're speaking to the world when they do that as well on social media if they're not clear about their journey. So if people are saying, geez, I probably really need help in this, is that something that you do? Do you do workshops? Do you work with people individually? How does that, do you do any of that?
I do all of that. I mean, I do, there's three different levels to this. The simplest one is I have online classes. If somebody wants to learn the how-tos, I have an online class which is called Social Media Success. And that teaches, it's 10 hours long, and it goes through every single one of the social media and helps people get a handle on it, how it works, how they should use it, and the technical side of things. The other one that I have is a Google for Business class. So if you're location-based, it shows them specifics on how to use Google Business, which has recently changed and gotten a little more convoluted and complex and kind of demystifies that and helps people to get found on the Internet better. The other thing, one-on-one coaching sessions. I have coaching clients that come to me just one time and say, okay, I need help getting my LinkedIn set up. Or I've got people who are repetitive that come weekly, biweekly, monthly, that we go through their online presence and really start to optimize exactly how to make the most of what they're doing. And so there's lots of different ways. And of course, like you said, workshops. I mean, I'm constantly doing workshops on social media and or teaching at colleges and giving speeches at different organizations. Just got back from Springfield, Illinois, heading down to the Franchise Brokers Association in November. You know, so constantly working with different groups. And but the thing about each one of those presentations, it has to be focused on the needs of that particular group. So what you're going to say to a bunch of people who are association executives is going to be vastly different to small business owners in a local environment, vastly different than franchise brokers and so on and so forth. It has to be focused to specifics of what the group needs.
So where would they find, how would they sign up? Is it on notaboutyou.com?
Actually, to sign up for the classes, the simplest way to get to everything is through b2b-im.com, and that's b2b-im.com. On there, that's where they'll find my blog. That's where there's a free ebook up there that kind of covers a lot of the things that we talked about. Once they sign up for that, then they'll get access to a whole bunch of other things. There's another website specifically for the learning, and that's socialnetworkconsulting.com. But if they sign up for the ebook or they get on the email list, they will get all of that information sent to them.
2B, the letter 2, mm-hmm. right?
I
mean, the B, mm-hmm. the number 2B, say
right.
the rest of it, I want to post it up there.
Dash, it's a minus sign or hashtag, you know, or not hashtag, mm-hmm. sorry, it's minus sign, dash, im.com. And IM stands for Internet Marketing. So my company name is B2B Internet Marketing, so it's B2B-IM.com.
Oh, I see.
And there's a whole
a.
bunch of great stuff up there.
Got
there's
it. I
lot
got
lot
it now. I was putting in IAM.
I'm.
Yeah, I am. You know, so, duh. But I am there now. So www.b2b-im.com. Okay, cool. I'll post this up on social media as well. And for the listeners out there, if you go to Tough Talk Radio Network or Tony Gambone on Facebook, you will find all of this information. And if you just write down Bacon, and I'm sorry, I keep wanting to say Bacon Bits, not about you, the letter U.com. Worst case scenario is you can go the route I went already and sign up for the upcoming books and special offers, which I'm sure you'll get that information there, and you can hit the contact button. So not about the letter U.com. And, you know, as you're thinking about this website, to my listeners, make sure that you make a note of not about you, because that works at home, especially at home, at work, and out in social areas as well. So it's a great practice, and it's a great thing to be able to remember. So when you're out there and someone's acting like it's all about them, you can tell them, hey, you need to go to this new website I found, notaboutyou.com. Get your point across and connect them to Brian as well. So, Brian, it's been a great interview. I really like to have you give all your contact information one more time. And if there's anything special happening this week or next or this month or next, let them know how they can connect to that as well.
Absolutely. I mean, the simplest way to get a hold of me is my email. You can go to bbasilico, it's B-B-A-S-I-L-I-C-O at me.com. Just send me a request there and tell me what you need. I will send you links to everything. And you can go to any one of the websites like you mentioned, notaboutyou.com, b2b-im.com. There's all kinds of opportunities to get you help the information that you need to guide you in the right direction, and I'm sure if we connect up, I'll figure out a way to get you what you want.
Right, and if you just Google Brian, B-R-I-A-N-B-A-S-I, I'm sorry, B-A-S-I-L-I-C-O, you will you'll find all the information there as well. So, Brian,
absolutely.
Once again, thank you for your time today. I look forward to connecting with you offline and putting you on some other shows, because there's a ton of information we haven't even touched on yet. But
oh,
I
yeah.
want to make sure that everybody out there knows. Now, you have your own radio show. Is that correct?
I do. It's a Blog Talk radio show. It's on Mondays at 9 a.m. Central, and it's called BLT. So, but it's Business Life Transitions, and I do this show with a lady named Jan Marino, who's a transitions coach, and she talks from the, you know, it's people that are moving from maybe corporate America into their own business or transcending careers. It's all about people who are looking to make changes and how to deal with those, and we, like you, interview fabulous guests, and these people are some of the biggest experts in these fields and offer things like how to finance a business, you know, business think tanks and all those kind of things, and lots of good business resources for people. So that's fun too. I love that.
Okay, so I'm going to take a stab at something here just because it just came to me. I'm reading all these different websites and radio shows.
I hear you.
Is there something with bacon that I'm missing here?
Oh, you want to know the story of bacon?
Yeah, I mean, because
okay.
there's BLT, there's bacon. I know there's something big there.
I'll tell you, it's in the book, but I'll give you the real story behind this. Is I was out giving a presentation in L.A. with a couple of my friends, and this was before I knew anything about bacon. Her name is Georgianne Bender. It's Kaiser and Bender Worldwide is the company. And so we're presenting to a craft and hobby association convention, and Georgianne says to me, "Hey, I'm going to we're giving a speech at CHALA 2012, hashtag bacon, and I'm going to get 10 new followers on Twitter before we're done." I said, "Oh, okay, whatever." She was wrong. She had 20 new followers in an hour because she put the hashtag bacon, and I went, "Whoa, that's interesting." So what I did is I took it a different direction. I network a lot, and most of them are breakfast meetings, so I started taking pictures of bacon and putting it up on my Facebook feed. And as I started doing that, the amount of people that started commenting on it, like, "Dude, do you have a prepaid plan with your cardiologist?" Or they're all worried about my health. But what they didn't realize is I was taking what I call OPB, which is other people's bacon. And it has since exploded. It just keeps growing and growing and growing. And what I found out was the two most shared things on the internet are, number one, kittens, number two, bacon. And so by posting pictures of bacon or anything with bacon in it, it got a lot of attention, and it basically created a brand that made me memorable. And that's essentially what the bacon thing is about. It's how do you create an online brand that makes you memorable?
That is awesome. That shows everyone out there that all you have to do is participate every day in the world you live in, and things will come to you. Because
yep.
I know that one day you didn't wake up and say, "You know, I think I'm going to just start using bacon."
No.
It just happened because where you were and what you were doing. So that's just awesome.
Right.
That is awesome.
And
it's
an experiment, too. I mean, that's the thing is, you know, life is about trial and error. You know, if you never make a mistake, you never learn anything. And so that's the other thing about this is you got to experiment with things. You have to try things. Some things are going to fly and some things are going to fall flat, you know. And this one just happened to fly.
That's awesome. I love it. You know, bacon bits, tips about networking and social media. Make sure to get the book, all the information. You can find it on Amazon. You can find it on Tony Gambone on Facebook. I have everything posted up there, so make sure to take advantage of learning more about the bacon in Brian's life. So we really appreciate your time today. We look forward to connecting with you soon.
Tony, man, this was a pleasure. I love talking to a man of similar mindsets because this is great. It just supports everything that I do and everything that you do, and it's been a wonderful conversation. I hope your audience enjoyed it. Thanks so much again.
Thank you. We'll talk to you soon.
Take
okay,
care,
folks, we're going to go to a commercial break, come back and wrap up the show. Now, make sure, okay, make sure that you write down the website, notaboutyou, letter U, .com. Check out Brian Veselko and his book. It's not about you, it's about bacon. I love the title of that. And we'll be right back right after this here short break.
Do you want to know the secret to building a successful business quickly? It's all about taking action, but not just any action. It takes inspired and consistent action to get profits. Join Michelle Sism, the six-figure results lady, as she asks successful entrepreneurs their profitable secrets every Monday at 2 p.m. Central Time on Take Action, Get Profits with Michelle Sism on the Tough Talk Radio Network. If you're ready to take action and get profits, you can find out more about the show at TakeActionGetProfitsRadio.com.
This has been another. This has been another edition of Workshop Wednesdays, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.